David, that was a very impressive performance here at Windsor Park tonight.
Really pleasing. You know, the boys have been a credit since they've been back in. You know, they've in the three or so months that we've sort of missed the football, they've looked after themselves, they've managed themselves, and they've come back in, and again, they've worked hard in pre-season so far. We still need to get to a certain level before we reach the European games, but game of the two teams that we had, more than capable. And spoke to the players briefly at the end there that if we remain, everybody remains fit and healthy, it's going to be a difficult choice this year, because there's players in and around there that have done really well over the last 4 or 5 years, and there's others sort of in and around briefly, and there's others been in and around 1-2 years in and around the Swiss and whatever else, but they showed tonight they're more than capable of you know, performing at the at a good level against, you know, a good Bohemian side.
It's great to have that strength and depth that you can put out two teams, one in each half, and you know you wouldn't have known it was almost two different teams out there, you know?
No, and again, that's a credit to the players, because again, they've worked hard, and some of the players, you know Matthew Shevlin hasn't played that much football, Brandon Doyle's not, Trey Hume, Ross Larkin, but they all understood their roles tonight, which again's good, because it's an easy one then, instead of having to restart over in the defensive shape, attacking patterns, attacking shapes, that, you know, they've been in long enough with us, and they understand the roles. And I say, for us, it's been a long time coming on. You know, probably the only disappointing thing is tonight, you know, it's impossible to make happen at the minute, that, you know, we didn't have 600, 700, 800 supporters here maybe watching that. So hopefully we'll keep improving, keep going on that upward curve with fitness, and add a little bit of extra quality into the games, and you know, these lads are good players.
As you said, it's a pity there's no supporters here, but it's the first step to getting back to normality, getting this game underway tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and we, you know, as a club, you know, we've worked hard to make sure that we could make this happen, because it's important before the game on the 8th of August that we have decent standard, a decent level of performance, decent opposition, and we got that tonight. We got some good goals, some really, really good play. And a lot to be looking forward to in the upcoming weeks.
And the 8th of August, you mentioned, that's what everything is geared towards. We've played San Marino opposition before, yeah. And you know, you'll be doing your homework and looking at videos and, you know, trying to get us on the road in that huge game out in the Champions League.
Yeah, again, we've had a look at Tre Fiori to see, you know, what we're going to face. I would imagine they're going to be typical sort of European opposition, whether they'll be organised again. You know, the San Marino national team, there's quite a few of the players in and around Tre Fiori play, have international caps. So we look forward to the game. It's an opportunity for us, if we're in the right mood, if we have a fully fit squad, which we do at the minute, to turn up and go and progress, hopefully into further rounds again.
But, you know, the players adapted to the strange surroundings here tonight, didn't they? With no crowd, you know, they, you know, and that's going to be important in Switzerland with no crowd there as well.
It's never easy. Again, I haven't throughout my career played in too many sort of behind closed doors games. I think I recall one internationally a few years ago in Serbia, and they're different again, but we've all played bounce games. All these players have played at Midgley and sort of reserve games and bounce games, etc. So it should be, you know, it should be no excuse, you know, as well as a big crowd or no crowd. They've all experienced different game type of scenario, so we should be well ready for it.
And they were hungry tonight because they hadn't played for 4 months.
Yeah, they were excited. Again, I was excited. I'm so pleased that we got the game on here tonight. So that gives us an opportunity to mix and match, and hopefully, I think probably apart from Andy, maybe taking a knock in the first half, it looks as if we've come out of it pretty healthy.
Well played tonight, and a really good platform on which to build for hopefully another exciting season ahead.
Cheers, Andy.